The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, Telesouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of Telesouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show. It's a beautiful Thursday morning. We're downtown Corinth on a beautiful morning, man. And I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with my great friend, Wesley Jackson, who's the Director of Freedom Center. To my right usually says Bobby Couts, but Bobby is out today. Normally we'd say he's on the beach, but he's even living life a little larger than that. He's on an Alaskan cruise. So him and Jackie is cruising the water somewhere
Pacific.
In Alaska.
Yeah, he's on the Pacific this day.
He has shot me pictures of oysters and fresh seafood marketplaces he was at in Seattle and stuff. So he was living it pretty large. So we'll miss Bobby today, but we've got a friend with us today, and I want to introduce you to him today and hope you get to know him. And he's got a new book out. It's Dr. Bill Effler. Dr. Bill is from Chattanooga, and he's got a book that just hit Amazon yesterday called Resilient. And we're going to get to that in just a little bit. We're excited to have him in town. He's Dr. Bill, welcome. Yeah,
well, it's good to be here in Mississippi.
Yeah, it's your first time in Mississippi.
It is, but don't hold that against me.
Oh, man, I tell you, you've been here once, you'll want to come back. It's the greatest spot.
Well, we got to get him a slug burger.
Yeah, we got to get him a slug burger to be an ordained Corinthian here. So we're excited about having you today, and we're going to be letting you share about your book and what it is. And
glad to do
Why would you come up with a book named Resilient? Tools for getting up after life knocks you down. So our title of our show is Hope. Our mission is to bring hope, and I think you're going to hear some hope today.
Yeah.
Wesley, Dr. Bill shared last night there at Grace Chapel. Mm. Man, we had a big night.
Mm, it was a great night, just a great night of worship and praise. Mm-hmm. And then the message really just spoke right to the heart, I think, of some things that we deal with, all of us as Christians, about our intimacy of our walk and trust in the Lord. And I think we've all been to the place where Gideon was, as he shared last night, of making deals with the Lord. I know this in my experience, Tommy, in making deals with the Lord. He's the one that's faithful in the deal. Usually it's not me, and I'm thankful for that. But it was a great night. Our guys really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Wesley, if I can jump in on making a deal here for a second. Yeah. I didn't get to say this last night, but in Isaiah 7:11, it says, trust the Lord in all things and test him beyond your imagination. So there's the invitation right there, and I think a lot of us, we're not even rolling the dice anymore.
That's it. Give him a try, huh?
Yeah.
See what happens.
Wesley, you took three new guys in yesterday at Freedom Center. You still could take a couple guys?
I'd say we could take two more. We have two more graduating next Thursday. Yeah.
And our man Ken, shout out to them. We'll have them on the radio. Big Mike won't be able to be with us. He'll be back at work, probably.
Yeah, so Tommy, that's something that I didn't really think about that. But we may have to work out an hour break in his schedule there where he can be with us next Thursday.
So we're excited about that. It'll be graduation and things next week. So it's always a big day. Wesley, tell them how you can get help at the Freedom Center.
Yeah, if you know someone today that's struggling or And this is male or female. We take guys only at the Freedom Center, but we want to be part of the journey, whether you're male or female. We have other outlets and avenues of getting folks help, so we'll help any way possible. You start the journey there at CorinthFreedomCenter.com. Go to the apply button and fill out some information. Get us your phone number, and I'll return a call or an email just very timely.
Well, here's a text I got as we was walking in. Tommy, my daughter, after years of wanting to get her life straight, she's willing. She wants to get help.
Yeah.
She wants to go out of the state of Mississippi. We've got places. We can mm-hmm. give her a Nashville Rescue Mission today. Mm-hmm. I mean, so if you want help, if you're struggling, if you're tired of living life the way you're living, want something different, men or women, reach out. Go to the Freedom Center, CorinthFreedomCenter.com. Do that application. Wesley's going to be in touch with you, and we'll get you some help somewhere. Wesley's got...
Yeah, I think we have probably over 21 folks in other programs right now working alongside Judge Phelps there in the city court and getting people placed into programs.
Yeah, and Judge McGee and the county. Yeah. I mean, we work with our local legal system. We work with our local sheriffs. We work with our local city leaders. We want to help. And so we can help. We will help if possible. Now, some guys sitting in jail ain't going to get out of jail.
Yeah,
weekly. You know, they want help. They want to help. And then we go up there and they've got 14 charges, including assaulting of an officer. You know, they sometimes you're just not going to get out of jail till some judge lets you out. But we want to help. That's the reason we're here. We living free for 20 years now, the Freedom Center, and we've got some big news coming too, Wesley.
Oh man, it's been an exciting week in the life of the Freedom Center, and you know, Tommy, our goal always has been to be able to help beyond just the time period that they're in our program. To be able to walk alongside these men as they leave, and that's been a big goal in the life of the Freedom Center. And I know Living Free has always done a great job of that on the non-residential side of things, offering small groups and celebration nights. So we're looking to add to that, to our arsenal of tools that we have to help folks and be part of the journey, and we'll hopefully have some big news coming on that on the horizon.
But today, this morning, and tonight at Living Free, we've got Dr. Bill Effler with us, and Dr. Bill has a 40-year career as a pastor. He taught 22 years at Lee University.
That's right.
He's a biblical counselor.
That's great.
He was a Californian guy.
Yes, sir.
How many years ago did you move to Chattanooga?
22 years ago.
22 years ago.
Actually, it's 24 years.
That's kind of like going into the promised land.
Yes.
But then, he called himself a Presbyterian, but he now is a charismatic.
Whatever you want to call me.
We was trying to balance that out, Dr. Bill, and so maybe you can help us in the next segment.
Sure.
So we're excited. He's a gifted speaker. He spoke last night. I've heard him speak in Chattanooga a few months ago, and then I seen him in Panama City, Florida. I didn't hear you speak that day. We got to eat together.
Yeah, that's right.
And I heard him speak last night, but also he's got a podcast, Open Doors Podcast.
That's right.
I've listened to, so I'm excited about having Bill with us today. We're going to get to him, but listen, we get to do this radio show because of our sponsors. And, man, we want to thank you. It's because of our sponsors through Living Free and the Freedom Center. We get to do what we do, and we want to say thank you. For our radio sponsors, though, we're going to give a big shout-out to them. I want to shout-out a couple of them, then Wesley will do them. First of all, my wife, Maria Wilson, at Wilco Real Estate Group. Her and her team, man, for all your real estate needs. And my daughter's part of that team, so reach out to Olivia and Maria and let them help you for any of your real estate need. They've got Alex Sellers Media as part of their team, and they do first-class videos of your home. And, man, it's just unbelievable what they do promoting your home. So, man, we're thankful for Wilco Real Estate Group. My mattress store's got a big tent sale going on this week. We're thankful that we get to do that. Man, it's Father's Day coming up. Man, your pops needs a mattress. So go by the store. Man, maybe just needs a recliner. I don't know. If your dad's got a hurt back, come to our store and we can get him fixed up. our friend Nick Bang for all of our legal needs and things. We reach out to Nick for a lot of reasons. And let me give you one more. Bart Dorn from Gatlin's Pharmacy over in Tishomingo. For all of you pharmacy needs, Bart and Dawn Dorn, they're friends. They're really big friends. And to our ministry, Living Free and the Freedom Center, we're thankful for Bart and Dawn, but Gatlin's Pharmacy for any pharmacy needs there in Tishomingo County.
Yeah, Tommy, also we got Perry Hudson and his group down out of Boonville at Hudson Window Solutions came on last summer. We're thankful for Perry. Daniel Arthur and the local Subways, get by there and get you a flatbread or a foot long. You'll enjoy that.
Or a dozen cookies.
Yeah, well, it seems like everywhere we go, we're bringing cookies to folks. And I always have myself one of them white chip macadamia nuts. Outpost Outdoors up in Pickwick. Crosswind Ministries, Living Free Ministries, all are supporters of the shows, and we couldn't do what we get to do here every Thursday without you guys, and we're thankful for you. But if you're out and about and you happen to be in one of these establishments today, tell them you heard about them right here on the Hope Show. We'll be right back.
It's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome you back to our second segment of our show, Hope, today. Again, we're wrapping up the month of May, and man, we're excited. What a beautiful day it is. Let me give you a couple phone numbers just in case you want to text, comment about our show, or come. We'd love to hear from you, good, bad, or whatever you like to say. 662-603-9829 is a text line only. If you'll text us, comment, or question about Dr. Bill here or about her show or about Living Free, the Freedom Center, we'll be glad to try to get you an answer. Listen, Bobby's somewhere on a cruise, but listen, he can listen to us by supertalk.fm Corinth. You can listen anywhere in the world. Supertalk.fm Corinth. I listen to it when I'm out of town. Main reason I'm just making sure Wesley and Bobby don't throw me under the bus. But, man, I listen to the show. So there's some outlets. We also have a podcast on our Living Free webpage. It's livingfreecorinth.com. If you'll pull that up, click the listen page. It's kind of a podcast form. Sometime today, they will put this show up. And they'll have Dr. Bill Effler's name across the top. And you can click and listen to that show. But Dr. Bill, if you want to get back to Chattanooga in a few days and make sure we treated you right, you can go back and listen to it and all that.
Okay.
But again, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thank you.
And again, it's your first time to be in Mississippi. And man, we're excited that we're the first ones to have you. And I met you in Chattanooga at a Living Free conference back in September and heard you speak. And you mentioned that you had a book coming out, Resilient. You had a teaching that day. And then I knew I wanted to get you to come to Corinth.
Wow.
So it worked out, and man, I'm excited about having you here today, and you'll share tonight at Living Free. That's an open meeting. Anybody can come. But Dr. Bill, share a little bit about your book and the name and why in the world you was 22 years in school, and I mean, here you are writing a book on resilience.
Yes, yes. Well, first of all, thank you, Tommy, for inviting me, and it's an honor to be here. So the very quick backstory on the book is that about 2 years ago, a group of community leaders, mental health workers, I was the lone educator who had previously published, got together to study trauma, and they asked me to put together some ideas on trauma, and so I did that. And when I brought that information back to them in an outline form, they said, "This is very intense." I said, "We live in a traumatized culture. You do not have to turn on any news channel on any given night and not see something traumatic going on." And they said, "Well, one of the things that we talk about trauma is how do you get your life back after you've lost it? Well, that's the word resilient." And so they said, "Would you put together an outline, maybe some practical guidelines on what that would look like so we can know how to help people?" And so I did that. And they said, "Bill, you've published before. Would you consider writing a book on resiliency?" And so what we have today is the result of that. And another ministry that's housed in Chattanooga, Tennessee, by the same name, Living Free, has just come out with a small group curriculum called Resiliency. There's a facilitator's guide. There is a participant guide, and it's based upon the book. But I know our time is short here, but I want to make one connection to something you just said earlier. You were identifying those people that make Living Free possible. Those businesses, those people that help in a variety of ways. And I was taught, and this has everything to do with resiliency, that one is too small a number to achieve anything of significance.
Yeah.
The larger the dream, the greater the likelihood that we're going to need, using your words, Tommy, friends to help us pull it off. And so, you know, what's done at Freedom Center, what's done at Living Free here in Corinth, it's not a one-man show. It's not a Tommy show. It's not a Wesley show. Not at all. And so there's an entire chapter in this book just on the importance of community. And the older I get and the more stories I listen to, I've come to know that you cannot do life alone. It's all about relationship.
Well, Dr. Bill, we're Kentucky Fried Chicken people. You look like you like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Tell the people what that means.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in reality, that means we believe that our kingdom life comes first. We got to find our peace with the Lord Jesus. F is for family. We need our family. We need to build some bridges back that we probably tore up or burnt down. And that may take a while, but we want to work on our family. You know, I can go do a lot of different things, but I ain't got but one family.
Yes.
And then C is where I think you was just talking about, is that community.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and we all need a community.
Mm-hmm.
The absolute worst thing I can do today is go isolate myself.
Absolutely.
You know, or withdraw. Mm-hmm. Now, there's some days that you take a few hours and just kind of get away and have that peaceful time. Or I think maybe you said last night some rest time or something, but and by the way, I had Truett with me, so there wasn't no such thing as that. But look, so you know, So, but that community, we all need it. We need each other.
Absolutely.
You know, we need Dr. Phil here today to kind of keep us in line.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I know about isolating is that it is the one thing that you can do successfully for a short period of time. 100%. I can step away for 5 minutes or even 5 days successfully, but at some point in time, that thing that I was dodging, it's going to be waiting for me, and the chances are highly likely it's going to be a whole lot uglier when I have to face up to reality. When I think about the resilient life, I have a word for every one of those letters, and I'm not going to get into all of those today, but the very first letter when I think about resilience is the word reality. And until a person, particularly who's facing addiction, and I was an intake counselor as a residential facility, it was a Salvation Army facility in California, and I've come to know that unless somebody is willing to acknowledge their reality, their life is going to go nowhere. Yeah. And I want to just say, be very careful to say, you can even say, oh, I love God or I'm a follower of Jesus, but unless you're willing to identify that which is knocking you down, we go nowhere.
Well, last night you said something there that stood out to me, and I was thinking about what you just said there was we need more than the Word of God.
Yes.
We need to hear from the Word of God. Yeah. You know, and that's where we're at.
Oh, yeah.
And in your book, you back it up with a lot of scripture. It's totally faith in talking about resilient. Twos for getting up after life knocks you down. You know, and life can knock us down in a lot of different ways.
You know,
drug addiction knocks you, wipes you out a lot. I mean, sooner or later, it's going to wipe you out. And, you know, you could, there's a lot of other things that can wipe you out. A divorce, loss, someone dying in your family or something.
A job loss,
yeah, things like that. So we need twos. We need a toolbox that we can go to. Your book here is just a two book. I mean,
that's
a two
exactly what it is.
You can put in your toolbox and pull out. Tell them how you can buy this book.
Yeah, it's available on Amazon.com. It's all you need to do is go to Amazon, and when you pull up Amazon, their very first tab is medical help, interestingly, but right after that it's books. So just type in resilient and then my last name, Epler, and they'll pull it up. But Tommy, can I just say one other thing? I know you're wanting to move on, but regarding loss. So we've talked about relational loss, you know, family heartache, job loss. My wife identified something many years ago to me, and I've never forgotten it. And she talks about the loss of a dream. The loss of a dream. You thought that your life was going to go one way, and it went sideways. And that's a very hard thing from a counseling perspective to help a person navigate. But that is also a very traumatic loss. And I think that's one of the things that you're trying to do at Freedom Center is to help people's nightmares turn into a dream that they could have never imagined.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you got to have some sort of vision.
Yes.
To go forward. And to be honest with you today, I got saved 26 years ago. I didn't know what that looked like. I didn't know what the next day was coming. I just knew. I knew I was going to do something different than what I had been doing and stuff. So we've got Dr. Bill Epler with us today. Got a new book out. I think it actually went live yesterday on Amazon.
It did.
Does Living Free have this new copy now?
They have the first edition of that,
yeah.
But they will be getting these as well. And I will make sure that some come your way up here in Corinth.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dr. Bill Epler and Amazon, go on there. He's got a new book out, Resilient, Twos for Getting Up After Life Knocking You Down. Place your order today. But better than that, he's going to be at Living Free tonight, Wesley.
Yeah.
6 o'clock. Our friends from First Methodist Church is going to be feeding us afterwards. Greg Cooley and them is going to take care of the meal tonight. So we're always thankful for our local churches that gets involved with us. We have a long list of local churches that's involved with us, and I'm thankful for that. Guys, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back for the third segment talking to Dr. Bill Epler.
This is Brett Butler, and I'm the Executive Director of Crosswind Ministries in Corinth, Mississippi. Crosswind is a local ministry ordained and equipped by the Lord Jesus Christ to serve and bring hope to families and individuals who are in need of assistance. We like to think we exist to serve those who are poor in resources and poor in spirit. If you think about it, that's really all of us at one time or another. We are located at 703 Tate Street, south of the railroad tracks in downtown Corinth, and our number is 662-287-5600. You know, one of the most common questions I get from neighbors in the community is quite simply, what type of help do y'all provide? Well, Crosswind is set up to be a highly diverse, one-stop shop of sorts for people who are troubled or are in trouble. Because of the many relationships we have cultivated over the last 16 years, I like to think we're equipped to either serve most needs directly or indirectly, and we do not discriminate. So just a few things that we do at Crosswind is we transition and secure families from homelessness into permanent housing. We conduct tutoring in after-school programs. We provide no-cost biblical counseling to hurting families and individuals through the Crosswind Biblical Counseling Center that we just established. We have the opportunity to feed hundreds of hungry residents through our mobile and stationary meal programs. We mentor and equip new and expectant mothers through our partnership with One by One Ministries and the Oasis Medical Center, and host weekly clothing drives for neighbors in need of seasonal apparel. And these are just a few things that we do, and we try not to limit ourselves and instead just answer the need as it comes in the door or calls us on the phone. So if you are in need of help, please call us or come see us at Crosswind on 703 Tate Street. We're here to help.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome you back. We're in our third segment of our weekly radio show today, Hope. We get to do this every week. We're thankful for that. A big shout out to our sponsors and the people that just support us. It makes our day when someone comes by either the mattress store, or we see them in Gardner's, or we see them somewhere in town at the ballpark. Man, I listen to your show. I like to hear your show, and we get that often, so we want to say thank you. It makes us realize that we're not in here just talking to ourselves some days, and we love to hear your comments or anything about the show. 662-603-9829 is a text line only. 662-603-9829. You can listen anywhere in the world, supertalk.fm Corinth. And then if you want to listen to this show later and get the information, you maybe missed the information about Dr. Bill's new book, you can go on our webpage, livingfreecorinth.com, to our listen page, and click that, and you can pull up Dr. Bill's name sometime probably later this afternoon, tomorrow. Dr. Bill, let's talk about your book. It went live yesterday with Amazon. So
Sure. Yeah. Well, I'm just going to grab another one idea out of Resilient, and we've kind of bumped up on this, and that is the importance of community. In the book, and as an educator, I did a lot of research, national research, and found out that women, community is their number one thing that they go to when they're in trouble. Their women are into connectivity. We found out through the research that that's the last thing that men do. Men are into isolation, as we had talked about earlier. And so it's very difficult. Can you imagine a woman being married to a man who isolates? I mean, we're talking marriage issues, you know, big time. So I when I think about getting your life back, when I think about resilient bouncing back, I don't think it's possible without community.
Oh, yeah, and it just plays a major role in recovery, a major role in our life. Mm-hmm. We need our community. Mm-hmm. And you know, when I started using the KFC thing years ago, people would ask me, why ain't to see the church? Mm-hmm. And I said, the church is part of the community. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, we use mm-hmm. the word community, and so we feel like that the church plays a major role in the community. We feel like the church plays a major role in our recovery mm-hmm. and things. So, you know, we're community-driven ministry. Mm-hmm.
You know, last night we were together at the restaurant bar Freddy T's.
Yeah.
And this is an example of a church that's willing to do ministry outside the box.
Yeah.
And I was so refreshed by that, and drawing on another concept out of resilient, and this is the N in resilient, and it's not my will.
Yeah.
And when a leader wants to say, you know, it's got to be done my way or the highway, that's very short-sighted. And so I think when talking about getting our life back, if we can come to a place where we're saying, I've made a mess of this, but the reality is that everybody's life has a message, but our mess needs to age. And once our mess ages or gets put back on the rails, then we have a message to share. And many times that has to be done in an unconventional way.
That's part of the journey, right? Sometimes folks just aren't ready to receive what it
that's
is
exactly
that,
right.
that we're that trying
be,
to bring to
that
the
would
table.
Be a good R word. Yeah. Ready.
Yeah.
Ready.
Well, so,
you gotta be ready.
Woo! Yeah.
And we was talking during break about the truth and you know, and some folks that it's hard for some folks to stomach the truth.
It's true.
And some folks the reality of handling it and mm-hmm. going forward, mm-hmm. you know. I think you used maybe, you know, the word aware mm-hmm. And being honest about where we're mm-hmm. at, you know, to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, your book come out live yesterday, so we really want to promote it. And Dr. Bill Effler, Resilient on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And anything, I mean, about the book. Now, you said you put some other books together?
I have, and Amazon's already asked for follow-up to this, and I'm currently working on a new project called It's Your Move, Turning Obstacles to Opportunities, and that's going to be out by December this year, the follow-up to this.
Well, that kind of goes right along with that mess and aging that you're talking
yes,
about,
sir.
Because that's one of the big things we say in recovery a lot is that God will turn your mess into a message.
Really?
And that's,
I did not know
that's,
that.
That's kind of how it progresses, right? We wind up in the mess, and then God starts mm-hmm. doing something in our mm-hmm. life, and on the back side of that, we have something to tell that has value to yeah. it, of where you put the pieces back together.
You know, and I would also say that this is a potential problem that leaders have where they try to bring in somebody whose life has gotten back on the rails too early and their life has not aged long enough. And then we cut them loose and then they're headed to relapse. That's our fault. We have prematurely put them to work or given them a greater responsibility than they were ready for.
I think
Wesley, does that make sense to you?
That very much so. And, you know, I was talking to a group of men that I'm on a text thread with this morning, and one of the things that God definitely blessed me early on in my ministry and still is that he's put godly men beside me to kind of
yes.
hold the rope and come up underneath me and encourage me and believe in what it is that we're doing. And man, it's been just, I can't explain how valuable that's been in my walk. And it's men like Tommy and Ralph, just a bunch of men in my life. Joe, there's several men God's brought in to help whenever the weight of the lack of experience starts to be too much.
Yeah.
And so that's huge, what you said, because
it's
a real thing.
Back in California years, I was talking with an actress one time, and she was well-known, and I won't get into name-dropping, but I asked her, I said, why do you go out with so many men? And she said, well, next to one is none. That's a true quote, but I want to say you're one, And if you go away, what happens, Tommy?
Right.
That's why I kind of pushed you at dinner last night. You know, who's your shadow? Who's who are you raising up? Because next to one is none. Very dangerous equation.
Yeah. Well, we always mentor in someone. We should be.
Absolutely.
You know, and if, you know, you look at some churches and see that, you know, maybe the leaders is getting older. Are they got someone that they're mentoring? Are they got a team that they're mentoring?
Absolutely.
I know. I knew about 7 or 8 years ago, my team needed to get younger. My team needed to expand. I drove to South Mississippi to talk to Josh Barton about it, who's at Home Grace. I talked to Dan Strickland over and over about it. And, you know, just kept praying. And then Wesley kind of fell out of the skies into my lap about 5 years ago.
There was no kinda.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, then from that we, Ronnie came. Yeah. So, you know, we're always looking to hold a rope, you know, and we, our challenge is to hold a rope for people.
So somebody said to me years ago that we all need a Paul to teach us. Yeah. We all need a Timothy who we're going to sow into. And if we're really going to be in the trenches, we all need a Barnabas who's going to come alongside and encourage us. And that's one of the things that the Lord had really put on my heart in my time here this weekend. You know, you have me running, brother. And so I just want to be an encouragement.
The guy that led me, D. Dodd, he read things I'm doing today. Like you asked me last night about the notebook. Yeah. You know, I keep a notebook with me today. You know, D-Dog kept a notebook. He kept a journal of every meeting he had, and he done more meetings than any man I knew. And he always had the name of everybody that was there, what they'd went through, what they'd talked about. So I try to do that now and things. But, you know, you just learn it. I heard this quote one time about a young boy that got stuck out in the field one night, him and his girlfriend out riding around on Friday night. And they got their four-wheel drive truck stuck. He walked up the road to the farmer, knocked on the door and said, "Sir, I'm stuck down here in your bottom. Would you come pull me out?" Old farmer got his overalls on and went down and pulled a young lad out and got him on the road. And the young lad said, "What I owe you?" And he said, "You don't owe me nothing, but put this rope in your truck. And next time you see somebody stuck, you pull them out." And that's what
we do.
Yeah. And that's
good.
What we're called to do.
Yeah, yeah.
If we're not pulling other folks out, we're we're just sitting on the side. We're not in the game.
Absolutely.
You know. So that's what we do. We hold the rope. We use Acts 9 a whole lot for that. So we're thankful that we get to hold the rope for people.
You know, Paul said to the Galatians, and these were a group of people that were a real pain to him, quite frankly. But he said, "Those of you who are spiritual, restore those who have fallen away." He says, "And do it kindly, kindly." And then he says, "But," and you know, the four of us are all sitting on our butts here, okay? We all have a butt. He says, "But be careful that you don't fall into the same hole." So I add that as well.
Let me give you this verse, and we'll take a break. This come, you may have heard this at many weddings at Ecclesiastes. Two are better than one because they have good returns for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up, but the pitied one has no one to help him. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with our friend Dr. Bill Effler.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, They know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson from Carm Mattress Furniture Outlet right here in Carm, Mississippi. It's springtime. Baseball season started. College basketball is finishing up. Camping season's beginning. It's the best time of the year. It's also a great time to buy a new mattress or a new piece of furniture. Don't forget, we are your bounce house and water slide headquarters. Come see us or just call us. And folks, you know you have to come 3 miles west of High Prices to get them deals.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Guys, we welcome you back. It's our last segment. We got Dr. Bill Effler with us today. He is an author, a gifted speaker, a professor at school. He's a biblical counselor. He's a husband, a dad.
Yes.
And what else are you?
Somebody asked me, they said, you began as a pastor, became a professor, have been a counselor, and now you're an author. What the heck are you? I said, I don't know, but one profession wasn't enough.
Yeah.
But you know, Tommy, I look at you and you are a man who wears many hats. And I said that I think the secret to effective life is that type of mix, if you will.
Yeah, that's it. Well, somebody just came in and stole the show.
Yeah, I'm also a grandpa right there.
Okay.
The granddaughter. So that's about 16 weeks old.
There you go.
So, yeah. I'm a dad and I'm a grandpa. So that's two great titles.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
And two of the fun titles I got.
Well, that's one of the things I think all of the time that we talk about, though, alongside of that, Tommy, is one of the great joys of my life now is that the Lord made an old drug addict into a dad, and my kids and my family, they got me back.
Yes.
And that's a privilege that we get to do life, and my family, juggling those hats with my family is a challenge. And I'll be missing tonight when you get to share Dr. Bill, because I got a T-ball game.
Where are your priorities?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
T-ball.
Tommy from the beginning has been very supportive and good about that, to encourage us to go and put our family.
If my daughter was playing ball or that granddaughter, my grandson was playing ball, that's where I'd be at.
Uh-huh.
Right? Uh-huh. So we really try to encourage that because it's a major deal for a dad to be in the in the field so that kid can see.
Yeah. I want to say something serious about this.
Yeah.
And that is, you talk about the addict and getting your life back. And sometimes families can be a deterrent in the recovery process. Yeah. Those people, I think about the raising of Lazarus and Mary and Martha come alongside and Jesus says, remove the stone. And they have excuses. They have reasons and they're very rational. Hey, if we take away the stone, it's going to smell. But the reality is that they were deterrents to moving forward. And so at sometimes families, I think a counselor needs to tell a family, we can do that which you cannot do. And I think it's a hard truth, but it's an important truth.
We really encourage. I mean, one of the problems we see is that people people has trouble trusting anyone.
Absolutely.
And so we have to get to a point in our life, whether it's in a counselor session with a counselor, and shout out to hers, Bobby Couch. But we really encourage you. You've got to get somewhere where you can trust somebody. So you can share what's really going on inside of you. Because we can walk around with a Sunday smile on our face and have everybody fooled. You know, you shared a story last night of the young girl that had it all seemed put together.
Yeah, on
the inside. I mean, on the outside, but inside she had trouble.
Absolutely.
And stuff. And there's so many of them folks walking around, you know, with their Sunday-going smiles on that's having trouble trusting anybody to share what's really going on.
Sure.
So we try to encourage that. And one of the things I used to ask at the prison was, tell me who your best friend is.
Mm-hmm.
7 out of 10 of the men, I ain't got no best friend.
No.
I ain't got no best friend.
No.
Well, one of, you know, early on in my recovery, I think one of the boundaries that I had to draw somewhat was with my family. I had been so accustomed to being in the ditch with my family, some of my family members, and I had to separate myself from that because it seemed that whenever I got back around them, it was like just bringing that old man back to life.
Oh yeah.
And you know, and I think that that's a tendency of people, because I think it's necessary sometimes early season, because you know, it's a place of comfort, so you go back to it.
Yeah. You talk about the family, and the family is a system.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna my attempt at humor here, but there'll be truth with this.
Yeah.
We know that Pluto is the planet within the solar system. It's furthest away from the sun. If you wanted to go to Pluto, you'd freeze your you-know-what off before you'd even get there. Mercury is closest to the sun. If you wanted to live on Mercury, you would burn up before you get there. Well, here we got planet Earth. Well, we're seasonal. Mm. And I want to tell you, we got Pluto Christians who are the frozen chosen. We got the Mercury Christians. They just want to go out and, you know, change lives. And then we got the seasonal people who come in and come out and, you know, for a period of time. And so the question then becomes is, you know, you're in the family of God. You're within the system. What type of planet are you? Yeah. What type of Christian are you?
Well, that whole season of life that I was just referring to, like I said, my dad and I, we stayed into a lot of stuff on the flip side of life back when we were in the ditch together. And so whenever the Lord had saved me back in 2019, I came home and knew I wanted to do something different, but didn't know what that looked like. You know, was just a baby Christian and wasn't on real certain terms of what life was supposed to look like. And I could tell when I got back with my dad a lot and we would do some jobs around the house or something, I could just see the tendency of like I said, that old man waking up in me. And so I had to separate from that during that season. But what was so cool about it is it started a Bible study. My dad started seeing that work in my life of how the Lord had really done something. He started getting curious, started coming around the Bible study, and I had the privilege to baptize him two Julys ago. And the Lord saved him, and it's just been a rebuilding season for our family.
And that would be the positive side, the positive role that family can have with us. So I'm not saying that it's all bad that you know, families are the torch that sets things ablaze. I'm not saying that, but you know, you're giving balance here, and families can be a voice in somebody who needs help. So that's true.
Well, in our five components that we put out, number three is working on relationships.
Absolutely.
Understand what a healthy relationship looks like. Understand what an unhealthy relationship looks like. And put some boundaries. We have to figure out how to stay away from it. And a lot of times that's our family.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've got family that I was really close to, but I've had boundaries and things, you know. So it's just learning that and learning how to do it. Because I like what you said earlier. Families can become a roadblock, you know, in us getting well.
Well, I think there's a codependent aspect to the family relationship and the person in addiction and how they abuse that and manipulate it.
If I can just share, you know, we've heard that word codependent a lot. I mean, it's out there. But for the sake of a very simple definition, a codependent relationship is when helping you is hurting me. Mm-hmm. You're saying yes on the outside, but inside, that inside voice is saying, no, no, please don't go there. So I think, you know, Tommy talked about boundaries. And so I think if we don't have those boundaries, hey, to use the old analogy of Robinson Crusoe out on in the island where he had two goats and he had a goat fence, but the reality is that the fence got wider and wider as the goats continued to produce, and the goats on the inside were just as wild as the goats on the outside.
Well, Dr. Bill, he has got social media. You're on Facebook.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Facebook, so you can look him up there. He's also have a podcast. It's Open Doors.
Yeah,
exactly. And things. So he is. He's going to be at Living Free tonight. So we're excited about that. And he will kick off at 6 o'clock tonight. And Rocky will be doing a little music. Then Dr. Bill will share, and then we'll have a meal afterwards. Our friends from First Methodist Church is doing a meal, so big shout out to them. And you're invited. It's an open house. It's an open door.
Even for Californians.
Yes. Yeah, we've got Jeffrey Kemp, so he's already kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. Bobby, all these guys is from San Diego and out west and things. These guys didn't even know what chicken livers was till they got here. So, but we're excited about having you in town. He's going to do group today with the Freedom Center. Going to do group with the Freedom Center in the morning. So we've got you busy.
Yes, you do.
Going to see part of the town today here in Corinth. But again, his book just went live on Amazon. It is Resilient. Tools for getting up after life knocks you down on Amazon.com. So mm-hmm. you can go there and order his book. I encourage you to do it. He doesn't have any the copies with him because Amazon didn't get them out in time.
That's correct.
But now we'll be doing Resilient support group soon at Living Free on Monday night. Mm-hmm. We're going to use the material that Living Free's got.
Okay.
We're going to use that book. And things. So Tritt had told me he had already been through it, and Pig has been working through it. So we've got some guys already working through it. And I think our man John has already been through it too. So we're excited to have you in town today. Again, welcome. We're going to make you feel at home today, and we're excited about having you again. Thank you for coming, tuning in to us today, Wesley. Dr. Phil says we got 2 minutes left. Freedom Center, tell them how to get help.
Yeah, CorinthFreedomCenter.com. That's where the journey will begin. Go to the apply button and fill out the information in the boxes, or you can go to the info page down at the bottom of it. That'll shoot me an email and I'll return a call. Like I said, get in touch with us. We will help you, your loved one, your family member, your friend, whether it's male or female, whether they come to our program or not. We want to be part of the journey on getting them into some type of help. You don't have to stay where you are. Once you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, there's help out there. There's hope out there. Doing nothing and leaving the mask on is one of the worst things. So get up and do something about it.
You can text 662-603-9829. Listen, somebody texts during this show, I've got them in touch with Nashville right now.
Yeah.
So Wesley, Dr. Phil says we've got 1 minute. We always close out with the Book of Jude. So, again, we invite you tonight to be part of Living Free at 6 o'clock.
Yes, sir. All righty. And we read Jude 24 and 25, the doxology here. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever.
Amen.
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 We'll be back next week.